The word for today is quitters never win, winners never quit. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 37 we read, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." In some of the world's greatest success stories, you'll find chapters of failure and discouragement. Dr. Seuss's first children's book was turned down by 27 different publishers. The 28th publisher sold 600 million copies, and Dr. Seuss's perseverance resulted in helping millions of children learn to read. In their first year of business, the Coca-Cola company usually sold only 9 servings of its drink a day, but they persevered, and today they are the leading soft drink seller in the world. Henry Ford went bankrupt twice in his initial 3 years in the car industry, but he persevered, and today Ford is the second largest American-based motor company and the 5th biggest worldwide. In 1905, the University of Bern in Switzerland rejected a PhD dissertation by a student named Albert Einstein, describing it as irrelevant and fanciful. Was he disappointed? Of course, wouldn't you be? Did he give up? No, he kept on writing. And consider this, as a redeemed child of God, you have a plus factor. God is on your side. God is for me, Psalm 56 verse 9. That changes the equation and tilts the odds in your favour. Paul writes, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Romans 8 verses 35 and 37. With God, despite whatever you're facing, it's always too early to give up. Hold on, because his grace and strength are always on their way. And that's the word for today on UCB.